I like taking things that are very stereotypically like tropes and then putting some sort of twist on it or making something crazy happen in my videos, even for like a minute, where people are like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. Like I have one where I get stuck in a washing machine and then instead of getting stuck in the washing machine, I go all the way into the washing machine and then I go into a washer void. And
what? There's like
We rented out like a white room like with an infinity wall and I'm like in this room and there's like a the washer god who's like talking to me.
Stop
like,
it!
How do I get out of here?
Hello everybody and welcome back to the iconic and kind of ironic Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! We are back and better than ever. We missed you all week long. Mm. We are here to quell your Delulus. We're here to take the pressure off of you. And of course, joining me today, steering in the back of the canoe, we have also the iconic Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
Hey! I love these glasses.
Yeah! Cyberpunk vibes.
How you doing, Dare?
I am so good today. I'm excited to be here. I just wanted to get all cozy today and just chill and vibe in the Delulu. How is your Delulu feeling? Are you feeling like well in the Delulu? Are you feeling angered?
In the words of Bruce Campbell, groovy.
I love it. Well, today we actually have a third joining us in the canoe. Right in the center, we have my friend Ellie Clutch.
Woo! Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I just wanted to read some awesome things I found on your Instagram. You are Penthouse April Pet of the Month and Playboy All-Star for April.
Yeah.
You are killing it.
I don't know if that's allowed. Well, thank you. I don't know if that's allowed, but I wasn't going to like say no.
Yeah.
So I was like, I think I can do both.
Yeah.
And I did.
I don't see why there'd be a problem.
I don't either.
As long as you're like doing the thing and you're looking good.
Yeah.
And you did both to me, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's been a really crazy month. I'm very like grateful and happy. And it's been, a wild ride.
Yeah. I remember you texting me about Playboy because I knew somebody who did Playboy Plus like a while ago, like probably I would say like maybe a year-ish ago at the latest. Mm-hmm. But that girl is so popular and so busy, she didn't get back to me when I was like, hey, I know a new girl who would love some advice.
I like texted Dare. I was like, I need help.
But it went great, right?
But it went great.
Yeah.
It's just, it was one of those things too, because the way the infrastructure of the company has changed so much over the past, I mean, even the last like 5 years, I was like, I'm not sure who I'm going to be shooting for, or like who I'm going to be with, what the end result is going to be. Mm-hmm. But I Googled and crossed my fingers.
Yes.
And everything went well. So
I love that. Yeah. That's so awesome. Yeah. Well, congrats on all your success.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I really appreciate that.
Now, what comes with success, though, is sometimes there's some things that like make your mind a little bit delusional, a little Delulu, where you feel just like either overwhelmed or stressed or angry about a situation. So I'm curious, what is your Delulu? Like what kind of tickles your brain a little bit?
That I've been confused about or overwhelmed by?
I would, yeah, either or. I mean, Delulu can be, it's an umbrella term.
Well, okay. I would say it's interesting to me how for me in my personal life, like I've been doing kind of the same thing career-wise for 3 years now. Mm. And so for me, it was interesting that it was like as soon as I did this, I felt like more people took me seriously. Mm. And I was like, that's a little weird. You know what I mean? Like, why was it like that one specific thing that kind of made people be like, oh, wait, like she's doing her own thing and she's, you know, doing a good job at it or whatever. So that was really interesting to me because it definitely was like all of a sudden I felt like maybe people who hadn't treated me a certain way all of a sudden were like really nice to me. And I was like, I know why you're doing this and I won't take it as anything. You know, all you can do is just like take it with a grain of salt and continue on and be happy and grateful for those experiences. But it was kind of like, oh, well, that kind of sucks, you know, that maybe a couple months ago you would have brushed me off or you had been not very kind to me in a group situation or whatever. And you know, I'm not a super like clout chasey kind of person. I want to be around people that I like and create things that I really love and have good experiences and inspire my friends and have my friends inspire me. And so it was definitely a very strange thing where I was like, oh
yeah,
people are maybe going to like see me differently so now because of this.
Yeah, when you talk about it being this or this moment or this thing, is it you like going viral? Is it you taking a career shift? Like, explain to me more, like, what was the thing that started making people change the way they treat you?
I think it was kind of, you know, having more of like a company backing me.
Yeah.
Rather than, because I have done everything, you know, without being signed or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And especially given the nature of like my other types of work that I do, for a lot of people to take you seriously, you have to work with like a major company and like do these things. And I just didn't want to do that. It wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make what I wanted to make and like have a really good time doing it and be successful with it, of course. But for me, the first and foremost thing was that I was comfortable doing what I did and that I had a good time. Like, yeah, of course, everyone wants to be successful, but
right,
it was like, what's the point of life if you're not enjoying it?
Yeah, you know? I got sucked into that a lot, especially like during the pandemic, because mm-hmm. there wasn't a lot going on. And that's weirdly when I went the most viral, is mm-hmm. like when I was putting everything into it. But I also saw the opposite side, like you had mentioned, that as soon as you go viral or people start to notice you, you see those people who never answered your DMs all of a sudden are wanting to work with you and invite you to all these parties and want you to, you know, be with them because they can get you into the Grammys mm-hmm. or they can get you a seat at this place. And it's so clout chasey, but it also is like disingenuous.
Yes. Yeah.
When we would rather work with somebody or be with someone who's not like trying to dangle the carrot.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Or like make me feel like I have to do something, or like, yeah, I don't know, there's some sort of like trade happening where I'm like, the trade can just be that we like each other.
Yeah.
And we like spending time together and we vibe really well off of each other and we come up with good ideas when we're together. It doesn't have to be this whole other thing, I guess, yeah, that a lot of people make it to be, and I don't prefer for it to be that way. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely kind of maybe a reality check for me, mm-hmm. kind of like, okay, I'm entering this different territory, I right. guess, where I really just have to make sure I stick to what I know best mm-hmm. and stick to myself and my own character and my own priorities and mm-hmm. not get lost in the sauce.
It's so hard. It's so hard to not get lost in it. So I give you a lot of credit for recognizing that. Because, yeah, it's so hard to not get enticed by the things and the car and the money and the house. And
what you were speaking about also, though, especially during the pandemic, I know a lot of people started, you know, going really hard with this stuff during that time.
Yes.
But it's also like during that time, a lot of people felt like, because I was, you know, streaming on Twitch a lot during that time, but I also really felt, I was like, oh, this is all I have because I have nothing to lose, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of people really just like hit the ground running during that time, because it's like, well, if there's one time I'm going to do it,
yeah,
it's going to be now.
Only Flapjacks was bumping during the pandemic. Like, people had nothing to do, nowhere to go, and they were
lonely.
Like, click, I'm going to watch this video.
I'll
see you in 20.
Yeah.
See you in 20 minutes. Which is crazy because, like, I was on the platform even before the pandemic. Were you on any of the Mm-mm. platforms before then?
Not at all.
Interesting. So that was when you jumped aboard.
So I was doing Twitch, for only Twitch
yes.
at first. I wasn't doing only Flapjacks or anything else like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a girl playing video games.
Love.
And then, which still I am just a girl. Aren't we all
Love.
At the end of the day just a girl who likes to play video games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
But I had started doing that and then I had a little bit of extra income from that
mm-hmm.
and a small audience. But of course, over time, people start asking for the only Flapjacks.
Yes, for the links.
Yeah, yeah. And at that point, I had been let go of both my jobs because of the pandemic, mm-hmm. and I wasn't making a lot of money. And I was kind of like, well, I guess I can try it and see if I like it. And then if I don't like it, then I'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started doing it, and then I actually really liked it a lot. And I really liked the freedom that came with it. And I found a lot of, like, power, I guess, mm-hmm. in it. It completely changed my life in a really wonderful way, but definitely unexpected. Like, I didn't set out, like, oh, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people are kind of that same way.
I feel like now a lot of people are. Mm-hmm. At least when I started doing the pay sites, like, I started on Patreon first, which we are on Patreon, but we keep our clothes on there. But for this podcast, so be sure to check it out.
Talk about spicy things, though.
So. Shameless plug. Yes, shameless plug. But
clothes on spicy things.
Yes, yes. I started doing it more or less because I worked at like all the theme parks and yeah. I just wanted like another creative outlet. So I started modeling and then it kind of grew into, oh, instead of just modeling per each photographer, you could have a website. So you could make side income doing that yeah. while also taking pay shoots. So I was kind of juggling both. And then at one point, I was making so much doing that. And mm-hmm. it wasn't even like a lot back then. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was like, well, the time I'm taking away from my theme park jobs, I should be devoting to the thing that's making me more money.
Yeah.
So then I had to like cut the cord and leave all Reroute. That behind. But it wasn't difficult for me, I would say, like, because I felt like I was already doing it. So it was just more of like saying goodbye to like performing. Yeah. And like now, I mean, I don't work with kids anymore. Mm-hmm. And that was a hard thing to let go of. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I agree with you that it I loved it. And then I just stuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting kind of seeing what everyone used to do and what their like pivot was and yeah. what really got them into it. Because if you had told me like 5 years ago that this is what I would be doing now, I'd be like, no way. And
yeah.
No way.
You can say heck. No way in hell.
No way in hell. H-E double hockey stick. There's no way. But I'm like so content with it and I'm so happy with it and I'm like proud of myself and
you're like
my life.
Popping off right
oh,
now.
Thank you.
Like everybody I know that knows that I know you are like, when are you gonna work with her again? I'm like, it's coming.
What's going
it's
on?
Coming again. Like, yeah, didn't you just win an award too from Pornhub?
Yeah, I did.
It was like amateur of the year or yeah, like new person of the year?
Best female newcomer.
I'm obsessed with that. It's so deserving.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my first award. So oh. that felt like it was really wonderful, like very serendipitous and aww. Never thought I'd, you know what, like growing up and stuff, I was always like kind of, I wasn't an award winning person.
Really?
Growing up, not at all. I would like do like maybe like AP classes and things, but okay. I've never been competitive.
Oh.
I've never been like a person who's like, I'm going to do the best or like win at anything. So yeah. it's really cool now, like winning and like being like, oh, like, am I kind of good at this? Like, oh my God, I'm good at this, you know? And like feeling
so
like
funny.
The hard work is kind of like paying off, but also feeling like my greatest competition is myself and
yeah.
allowing myself to be successful and allowing myself to enjoy it, you oh, know?
That's so
and
healthy.
And myself in that way, yeah.
Yeah. <Thank you. laughs> See, I'm very competitive, so.
Dare's competitive.
Grew up
guy.
Doing
Watch
sports.
Out.
No. I grew up in pageants, so yeah. I was taught to like view it as competing against yourself, but mm-hmm. like you're still competing for a crown and a sash. And yeah. I started at 10. So
but you probably have so many things that you carry with you now. Like even in the way that you carry yourself and like the poise that you have such a huge advantage mm-hmm. in your career. And then also just like among other people, I feel like,
yeah.
you know, you're able to kind of like maneuver a room really well. And like, you're really like diplomatic. You're good at like speaking with other people. And you know, like, I didn't have that. I didn't have any, you know, I didn't have anybody being like, oh, you're supposed to, like, act this way. I'm so envious of people who grew up dancing. That's my,
really?
I wish I danced growing up so bad. I see yeah. a girl who, like, does ballet, you know. They're like, oh, I did ballet when I was young. I'm like, I'm so jealous. Because people are so poised,
yeah.
you know. And I'm like, I don't have that. I'm so awkward.
Really?
I can't dance at all.
Okay. I love that. So we need to do a dance class. That's what I'm hearing.
Do.
We'll do one together.
Please.
That's so, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, I, like, didn't do, like, anything like that
wow.
ever. I swam competitively because I'm only good at things that don't involve gravity.
Got it.
Noted. I'm like, okay, I'm good under the water, but on land, no.
It's not it.
No, not happening.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never would have guessed that. That's such a good fun fact about you.
Fun fact, guys.
So then do you take that knowledge of like your body and that you know that sometimes you're not as like poised as you'd like to be? Do you use that as like a creative outlet, like to do underwater modeling or anything to push yourself in that direction?
I would say this is one of the things that I talked to you about, you know, doing today is I find that those things about myself that I used to be so self-conscious over, especially when it came to like the way, I don't know, I was like, oh my gosh, when I was younger, I was like, I'm just so weird. Like I'm so awkward and so weird. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people are like looking at me funny or I don't have my stuff together, you know, aww. I just felt like, I was like, oh man, I'm just like an odd duck. And I was like, I guess that's fine. Whatever. But I find that those things that you're super insecure about in yourself when you're young are the things that are endearing or interesting about you when you're older. And it's like, it's crazy to look back and think there's so many years that I just like hated that I was a weirdo. Aww. And I was like, I wish I could just be normal. I wish I could be a normal girl who did ballet and was poised and put together. But instead, I'm just a strange person and I'm weird. But I'm like, now those are the things that I'm like, that's why I'm successful.
Exactly.
And that's why I feel like I have this like very deep love and like appreciation for myself, mm-hmm. because those are things that I'm like, yeah, like that's just the way I am, and I'm not gonna want to change that. I think that's what makes me like endearing, and mm-hmm. I find myself inspired by those qualities. Like,
yeah,
people are like always like, getting in touch with your inner child, but it's true.
It's so good
it's
for you.
It's so true.
Yes, yes.
Even in the sense of like finding your creativity and stuff from then, because it's like those things that you loved to do as a kid. Like, mm-hmm. I loved to draw and paint, mm-hmm. and you know, play video games. And then as you grow up, those are usually things that you let go of doing.
Right.
And you're like, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be a serious guy now. I'm a serious guy. Yeah. I'm going to be career focused. I'm going to be an adult. I'm going to be grown up. I'm going to be serious. And then it's like, you start doing those things again, and all of a sudden your life like lights back up again. Mm-hmm. You know?
It is crazy how America as a whole puts emphasis on not like what you creatively want to do as a hobby. It's mainly on business and how much money you make and what job you have. Mm-hmm. Instead, like I met somebody who's not from this country. I want to say she's from like Germany. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, why do people here not ask about your hobbies? Like what's up with that?
And I
was like,
people don't have them.
Yeah. I'm like, here, it's like people don't really have money for hobbies, or at least the regular like 9-to-5 mm-hmm. people barely can scrape together money to go and do something that
they're so tired by the end of the day that mm-hmm. they're like, or they have kids and they have to spend time with their kids, or make dinner for their family, or take their dog out, or clean their house, or, you know, relax.
There's just so many.
Like a lot of people don't have that option, mm-hmm. you know, and people, as long as you prioritize. I don't know. For years, I didn't have time to do those things. But I think even taking like 10 minutes or whatever to be like, I'm going to sit down and draw a little picture of my cat. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to, you know, play One Day in Stardew Valley.
Like, there you go. Yeah.
Just doing those things like helps so much, because you're like, oh my gosh, this is who I am as a person.
Yes.
You know, like getting back in touch with yourself and not being so, especially with the job that we're in, it's really easy to be like very numbers focused. And it's also when you're self-employed in general, it's really easy to feel like if you're ever doing anything that you want to do, that you're like slacking.
Guilty.
Mm-hmm. That you're like, oh my gosh, I should be doing something else.
I should be grinding it out. What state, if you don't mind me asking, did you grow up in? I'm curious.
I'll say I grew up on the West Coast. I grew up on the Pacific Northwest. I'll tell you that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was just trying to like get a vibe, because you had said like your parents didn't put you into any classes and stuff.
No, but I grew up really religious.
Oh.
Really religious.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Super religious. I grew up super, super religious, like very conservative.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't dance. I wasn't allowed to.
Oh.
Yeah.
I also have a question for you about that for Patreon later.
Oh, okay. Well,
because there's a pipeline that like has been happening with like Only Flapjacks girls. So join Patreon to hear me ask her this spicy question. But
stay tuned.
Okay. So that's very fascinating.
Yeah. I don't know. I grew up super religious, but I was always kind of a skeptic.
Oh, okay. Okay. You were like, yes, I'll go to church, Mom.
Well, yeah, but I was just kind of like, I kind of had this view of like, there's no way this is right.
Yeah.
Of being taught something and being like, I'm not allowed to ask questions.
Yeah.
And why am I the only one that thinks that's weird? Like, no one else thinks that's weird.
Yeah.
Are you guys, like, I was like, where's the freedom of thought here? Like, what is up with you people?
I felt you. I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
I was like, so where's the boss?
Yeah. Like, who do I, can I speak to the manager here?
Yeah.
Just like a very strange thing being, feeling like you're the only one with any semblance of like sanity in an environment like
or
that.
Or questioning.
Yeah.
Because like, I think you should be allowed to question things that you're learning.
Well, yeah. And I was literally taught no questions. Because that means doubt, and that means you're like doubting God.
So
I would like ask questions, but I would feel really guilty, or I'd get in trouble. And of course, eventually, in my like later teens, I guess, I just kind of like told my family, I was like, hey, I'm not really like into this anymore.
Oh, you told them?
Yeah, I was like, I didn't say like, okay, I'm not a Christian. I was just like, I'm not really interested in it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I just don't think it's for me.
That's good, though. You should be allowed to speak up for yourself when you're a young adult.
And they respected it. They respected it. And now they're not religious at all anymore.
Oh.
I led them astray, guys.
Wow. Dang. You're like, I'm going to change your religion.
Yeah. She's a leader, not a follower. Yeah.
But I do think sometimes all it takes is that first step to be like, maybe us as a collective should be asking more questions.
Yeah. I had a pretty interesting run-in with religion when I was a kid, but I'm currently not religious. Yeah. Like, I don't practice anywhere. But, like, my parents never made me. So it's interesting how you went from, like, having to go with your parents and then being like, you know, I don't believe in this. And then now where they're at is – that's an insane pipeline.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will usually stick through, even if they doubt a little bit.
Yeah, or go back at some point. Or they have, like, a bunch of other questions where they're like, I'm leaving good behind, so I need to find, like, something else to fill that void. Uh-huh. And I never felt that at all. I was like, I'm actually, like, great not having any answers. I'm not, like, I believe in myself, and I believe in life, and I believe in the good in other people, and I am so content with that. I don't need to know everything.
Yep.
I'll find out at some point, maybe.
Sometimes I think it's good we don't have all the answers.
Yeah, like, I don't need to know anything.
It's so true. It's so true. Yeah. I just, like, you know, it's like, what's the point? Just, you know, wait till later.
Yeah.
Till at the end. I'll find out at the end, but right now.
I have a bookmark in it. I don't know. If I revisit it later, cool.
If it's going to save my life, then maybe. But
yeah, you're like, whoa.
So far, I'm fine.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you something about, like, your creative process.
Yeah.
Because I know I watch through your stories, like, all the time on Instagram. And I love when you ask people, like, what kind of scenes they want to see next. And it's hilarious because they'll ask you for, like, cheerleader, and you've already done it. And, like, therapist, already done. Like, math teacher. Like, it's insane, like, how you've already, like, really paved a great roadmap and a great collection for yourself.
Thank you.
So how do you avoid, because I know you mentioned this also as like a Delulu, is like the creative slumps.
Yeah.
So what do you say, like, or how do you come up with your ideas and how do you avoid the burnout that we all dread?
I think, okay, so like something about what I do that I think is kind of interesting and not a lot of people know unless they would watch it, which I wouldn't expect for anybody who, like, knows me to watch it.
Is top secret. Here we go. The deep secret.
The deep secret. But I like taking things that are very stereotypically, like, tropes and then putting some sort of twist on it or making something crazy happen in my videos, even for, like, a minute, where people are like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have one where I get stuck in a washing machine. And then instead of getting stuck in the washing machine, I go all the way into the washing machine, and then I go into a washer void. And
what? Like, oh, my God,
and we, like,
rent
it out, like, a white room, like, with an infinity wall, and I'm, like, in this room, and there's, like, the washer god who's, like, talking to me.
Stop
it! And I'm like, how do I get out of here? And he's like, the only way to get out of here is to do this act. And I'm like, well, I already kind of wanted to. So
yeah,
great.
Oh my gosh.
But I'll add these, like, really funny little moments.
Uh-huh.
I just did one where we had this thought where, like, what if you – I'm trying to think of a censored word. What if you finished so hard that you went to a different dimension?
Oh my God.
So we made, like, a whole video based on – traveling to a different dimension.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
So that's, like, a huge thing for me is I'm like, I really enjoy putting these, like, strange moments in what I do because that's what inspires me. I'm really into sci-fi.
Okay.
I'm really into storytelling. I'm really into, I don't know, anything surreal. Like, I love having any sort of moment in there that I'm like, I want someone to be watching this and be like, I'm really turned on, but also confused.
Yeah.
And it makes them remember what I do. Because they're they're like, oh, there's something more to this plot. There's, like, a little bit more heart in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I really enjoyed doing that. Like, that's what keeps me the most inspired. Is I'm like, okay, sometimes I do normal things.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't always have to be a crazy element. Mm-hmm. But it's those little moments that just, I love just being able to, like, make something more out of that, I guess.
That's dope.
Add some seasoning to it so it's not just the same because we've all seen the tropes on Pornhub where it's like pizza girl delivers the pizza, we let her in, and then, you know, like, it's the same scenario, just different girl time to time, or different guy
or whatever. But I really feel so passionately that, like, a lot of the corn these days has, like, lost a lot of the substance in it, in the sense of, like,
it is just the same thing over and over. And does that still sell? Mm-hmm. Is that a negative thing? I don't think those are negative things, but no. I do like to do things a little bit differently and like mm-hmm. on my own terms, because that's what I find motivating and inspiring.
Yeah.
And it, that brings me a lot of joy. And I'm like, the best feeling in the whole world is knowing that someone watched my video and it made them feel good. They mm-hmm. knew it was like ethical and made from people who actually, you know,
like you're consenting love, to be there.
Yeah. And it's funny. And yeah. I made them laugh. And if I can do those three those things all at once,
yeah.
then it's like, that's the best thing ever. If I can make someone laugh when they go to, you know, tug it.
Yeah.
That's because that's my favorite kind of moment when I'm having intimacy is when I'm laughing with the person that I care about. And I'm like, I want to provide that same feeling for people.
I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love that different perspective on the corn you. Industry.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I get trapped in this box a lot on Instagram when mm-hmm. I ask people, like, ask me a question. The thing that they always ask is, like, will I dive into corn? It's kind of their mm-hmm. main objective. Mm-hmm. And it almost feels like they want me to put down women, men who do. Mm-hmm. Like, there's this weird, like, ulterior motive with when they ask me that. Mm-hmm. So I always try to say, like, no, that's not as far as I want to go. That's not the content that I would enjoy making. And I know that for a fact because I stuck my big toe in the water and went, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
And then I usually have to backpedal and put up another slide just mm-hmm. being like, for the record, I have no issue with yeah. people who decide to go further than me. It's great.
Yeah, which I appreciate that. And I think that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I think it's really strange in this realm.
Yes.
As someone who used to be someone who only did very mild content and now does everything, and kind of seeing the way that certain different types of creators like treat you around that and keeping in check, I guess, like, I don't know. Can I say hierarchy?
What? I don't even know what that means. Sure.
It's like the, the hierarchy, like who is a bigger slut at the end of the day.
Like hierarchy. So, hierarchy,
yeah, but with
core.
But with hierarchy.
Got it. Okay.
So like a lot of people will have this idea of like, well, I don't show as much as you do. Mm-hmm. So I'm not as bad as you.
Aww.
And so, or, you know, a lot of people can kind of have this mentality, or I'll meet other creators and things like that, and they'll think that I won't want to work with them or whatever, or like, oh, you know, she's kind of crazy or whatever. Mm. And it's like, no, that's not the case. And it's also not the case for people who do more to look down at all on people who do less. It's like, we're all, at the end of the day, we're all just doing what we're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be it. And that's it. Like,
yeah.
that's wonderful. We should all be, like, supporting each other
mm-hmm.
and be happy that everyone in our community is able to abide by their own boundaries.
Yeah,
and 100%. I think that's a beautiful thing.
That's a huge new thing for this era of
yeah.
the content that mm-hmm. we do, because it used to not be this way.
No.
You would have to work for a company. And
yeah.
I've told this story thousands of times on this show, but like when I started, you would get paid for a day rate and mm-hmm. you would take a bunch of photos and a bunch of video and you would sign away your rights.
Yeah.
And like these companies are still selling my image from when I was like 18. And I don't blame them. Like, the more popular I get, or any creator gets, of course they're going to keep selling things. But that was the only way to be successful at first.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find me on like 4 different websites that I shot content with. And how much have they made off it versus how much I made off it? Mm-hmm. And the fact that they can sell it forever is like a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great now that we're in this era of... This is why I'm so grateful for Only Flapjacks,
mm-hmm.
is because you get to consent to the content you want to make, and you're not limited by a dollar amount, and it's up to you.
Yeah.
All on the creator, yeah. what they want to do with
mm-hmm.
it. And you're not answering to a person. And if you decide you want to quit tomorrow,
you can
delete it.
Yep.
There's not a person still selling your image years later.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. And I think being able to like have that kind of like taking the power back
mm-hmm.
is brilliant.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
I just wanted to end on this quote that you kind of gave me here. Polished is out and real is in.
It's true.
Because I love this quote.
It's
so
true.
I wanted to pick your DeLulu brain on like what do you mean by that? And would you give that advice to other creators? Or where's the inspo in that?
You know, I think having like an element of polish is a good thing, right?
Of course.
It's good to have like a method to the madness.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that there was this era of social media, starting around 2016 specifically, where everything was so curated.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
so polished. And everyone was so face-tuned.
And everyone was so focused on, oh, here I am going to this event and I look perfect and nothing bad ever happens.
Yeah.
You know, and here's my perfect life and my perfect partner and my perfect whatever. And just like, no one can relate to that. Mm-mm. At all. And like, I think that now what people are finding, connecting to the most and finding the most refreshing is like honesty. Mm-hmm. People creating stuff that they're passionate about. Nothing that is like overly curated or like overly whatever. Like I said, it's good if you have a rhythm and a method to the madness, but
sure. Yeah.
I don't know. I just see so many people now looking at, you know, like an Instagram feed and it being all these like absolutely perfect moments. Hmm. And I don't think they're connecting with that anymore.
Yeah, I think the crowd has sort of changed, especially since the rise of TikTok, that yes. We are starting to collectively as people want more real instead of celebrity, red carpet, flashing lights. Like, we're learning that two people sitting on a couch in their room mm-hmm. with a couple lights and a couple cameras is far more entertaining than a celebrity showing you their skincare routine for the Met Gala. Like, it's not relatable. It's not entertaining. It's just, it's boring.
Mm-hmm. And I think people are getting a little burnt out.
Yeah.
You know, especially just from media and things in general. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like at the core, like, what people want the most is connection.
Yep.
And I'm so ready for this, like, new – I really think there's going to be some sort of overturning, I guess, in people really connecting more with creators who are honest with their audiences, mm-hmm. who are open. And I'm not saying share everything.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. You're not saying, like, go full send.
No, but I'm saying being honest about, like, not being perfect.
Yes.
Being honest about, you know, sometimes there's things that I'm not crazy about. With myself or mm-hmm. with the world or whatever, and being like, I can talk about this. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I really think that it's going to be a really powerful thing is people just being happy with who they are and being individuals. And I remember there's like a quote, but it's like, when you're fully comfortable with yourself, mm-hmm. being around other people, that gives them permission to do the same.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a wonderful and beautiful thing. Like, that's the kind of confidence that I someday want to exude is, like, I want to be so happy with myself. And not even just outer words, like, inner. Mm-hmm. And my skills that when I'm around other people, I make them feel happy being themselves. And yeah. There's never that element of, like, comparison or competition. Mm-hmm. It's just I want them to be happy in them. Because I'm not here to compete.
Yeah.
No mm-hmm. one, you know, people aren't, we're not here to compete. Mm-hmm. Collaboration over competition always.
Yes. That, my friends, is called Girls Girl. If we're going to label that something. Well, since we are out of time, unfortunately, we're going to take this conversation straight on over to Patreon, where the questions get a little spicier. A little spicy. So come check it out. Guys. And it's not even that expensive. So, like, come check us out, because we're babies on Patreon. So come join us. Also, where can everybody find you?
Oh, okay. My Instagram is Ellie Clutch, ELLYCLUTCHH. Mm. There's two H's. Mm. My website is ellieclutch.vip.
Great.
ELLYCLUTCH.VIP, and all my links are on there.
Heck yeah. Check her out.
I'm on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter. I'm everywhere.
We love a girl who diversifies. Yes. And you can always check out Cosmo at The Cosmo Show on YouTube as well, so be sure to subscribe to him. We didn't hear much from you today, Cosmo. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just like, not, she was talking about like ideas of like new things.
Yeah.
And I watch like stuff like on the Corn Hub. So oh, I look for like stories and like an actual acting thing, and then you get into that situation. Mm-hmm. So I just find like, hey, I can watch somebody just right off the bat,
yeah.
Or just like, how does it lead into it? Mm-hmm. So I was like coming up with ideas of like a stupid little skit.
It's a rabbit hole. It's so fun. It's so the best fun. Rabbit hole, yeah. Though. It's yeah. inspiring. Yeah. It's fun.
Cosmo's gonna make his own page. I can feel it. He's coming up with ideas.
Or no. Cosmo's gonna be like, "Hey, Ellie, he can be I writer. Have an idea."
No, yeah. I'm serious. I have an idea. I want to pitch to you. Okay.
Oh yeah. Let's bring it over to Patreon. Let's hear Cosmo's Let's idea. Right. Subscribe, leave us 5-star reviews or 10-star, depending on the platform. Do all the things. And be sure to stay Delulu, because then that way all your dreams will come true. So there's our little logo. There's a bear, a dog, and a cat. and the cat's like panicking. The bear is like, oh, I see this from the outside. And the dog is losing his shit. He's angry. So who do you relate to from that tiny little logo sticker?
I'm probably the scared cat.
You're the scaredy cat. Wait, why are you scared? For the questions?
No, I'm not for the questions. I mean, like, for the Delulu, you know? Because you're always like, is this real? Am I being crazy? That's me all the time. I'm like, am I weird? Am I being crazy? But then good things happen, and then you're not scared anymore.
There you go. I feel like I'm the bear on the outside, just like listening to your stories and being like, oh. Like, I'm taking it all in. I'm like,
does that mean Cosmo's the pissed off?
No, never. Wait, who do you really? I'm the bear.
You're the bear too? Yeah.
Oh,
bear.
Wow.
I'm just sitting back. I'm like, this is interesting. This insight.
Yeah. I'm flattered.
Yeah. You're smarter than you know. Like, you gotta, like, yes, we're gonna take that scaredy cat away from you.
No more scary cat, guys.
All right, we'll see you all on Patreon. Bye.